Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during this sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we're visiting with local author Kimberly Fish, who is discussing Harmon General Hospital, which was the subject of her second novel, Harmon General. This final portion shall cover the fate of the hospital following World War II.
So the really beautiful thing about the story of Harmon General is the community reaction to it, the engagement with those soldiers. Is a story that needs to be retold. But the real beautiful second chapter for the story of Harmon General happened after the war. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want so many people to know about Longview, is that the Army Hospital was decommissioned at the end of World War II. And Longview was facing an economic opportunity to try to recruit new businesses. Mm-hmm. And Carl Estes, who is a local figure who was well known for trying to bring in new industry, was luring R.G. Letourneau to bring one of his industrial plants to Longview. And the story goes that he was flying Mr. and Mrs. Letourneau over an area that he wanted to see them buy for one of their industrial plants. And Mrs. Letourneau looked down from the airplane and saw the campus that had been Harmon General Hospital and asked, you know, what is that? And he explained it was a decommissioned Army hospital. And she goes, man, she may not have said man. Yeah. She said, that would be an ideal location to start the institute that she and her husband had envisioned for retraining returning GIs in industrial technologies that would then allow them to be employed in their factory and other factories mm-hmm. around the nation. Because she was so concerned that these GIs were going to come home from the war effort and not know what to do with themselves. So our Carl Estes made arrangements for her to talk to the U.S. Army. And the U.S. Army agreed to sell Harmon General Hospital to R.G. and Evelyn Letourneau for $1. Now, there were some codicils. The Letourneaus had explained that they were going to create an institute to train GIs from a Christian worldview, mm-hmm. and the Army was okay with that. But they said, if in the next 10 years the war breaks out again, we have full right to claim that property and reinvigorate it as a military hospital. And the Letourneaus were fine with that. As those of us who've been watching Letourneau Institute develop into Letourneau College and now Letourneau University, we know that that simple act of generosity, faith, initiative took a decommissioned Army hospital that had changed the lives of 25,000 soldiers, gave them new life to go on and live, is still changing lives today because of all of the students, both national and international, who have come to that university, gained a world-class education, and gone on to change the world. That's a story worth telling. So that became the basis of my second novel, Harmon General, which kind of continues the narrative begun in The Big Inch. And it gives me great pleasure to know that those amazing stories of Harmon will live on and have a chance to educate our community and the nation about the really amazing things that happened on the American home front during the war.